Hi everyone, and welcome to another podcast, My Travels and Thoughts. This time coming to you from London Heathrow International Airport. I'm just about to board an aircraft to head down to Namibia in Africa. And I just thought I'd spend 5 minutes to send you some thoughts and have a little bit of a chat about airports. They're incredible places. They're a really strange place, really, for human beings when you think about it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people that don't know each other, all crammed into this artificial environment. All a little bit like a mass migration of birds, but all going different directions. I'm looking up at the gate indication board up here, and I'm looking at Barcelona, Hong Kong, Lisbon, Budapest, Dubai, Johannesburg, that's my flight, onward to Namibia, Muscat, Colombo, Beirut, Delhi, so many different places in the world. This wanderlust that we have, this yearning to travel and see these incredible places around the world. But they also have these incredible sort of feelings here, I'd say. There's mixed emotions, isn't there? There's joy, there's sometimes sadness, and everything, every emotion in between. People going home to family, and people maybe going on business. People maybe going on an adventure. There's definitely a sense of adventure in my part of the world, that's for sure, heading down to Namibia, which I'm very, very excited about, and one of my favourite countries on the planet. I've done a lot of work and a lot of travel down there, so there's some good times ahead for you, and I'm going to try and do a small podcast each day from whatever location I'm in. I'm sitting in the middle at the moment of just a seated area that's covered with loads and loads of different people doing all different things, loads of different shops selling everything from whiskey to sunglasses to toiletries to coffee. Some of you probably hate airports, some of you probably love airports. I remember when I was young, I used to get so excited, and even when I first started travelling for National Geographic and back and forth from Africa, it was a huge experience to just go to the airport. I was one of these real nerdy, geeky, sort of get there 3.5-4 hours before types, just in case anything went wrong. I didn't want to miss that flight. And I'm sure many of you can relate to that. As I've gotten older, I've cut things finer and finer and finer, to the point that if anything did go wrong, I'd probably miss my flight. But at the same time, once you're here and you're through all that rigmarole of check-in and security, which is obviously getting tougher and tougher and more stringent, and you get through, your heart rate drops a considerable amount of beats per minute, and you start to think about the journey ahead. You start to think about what lies on the other side of that ocean or that continent that you're going to, what the faces are going to be like, the friends or family, or the faces that you've never seen before as well. Faces that are from a distant land that you might have only read about or seen pictures or images in books or magazines. And as I sit here and I look around at all the different cultures that are travelling through this incredible city, I would love to just have the free spirit to just walk up and talk to people and just sort of say, where are you going? What are you doing? But as we get older, we have a tendency to not walk up to people, just cold call and sort of say, hi, how are you? People have a tendency to think you might be slightly odd if you did that in this day and age, which is rather sad because there's a lot of interesting people on this planet. And I always sit in airports and just wonder, where is everyone going? Quite incredible. I've always had a yearning as well just to turn up to an airport with no idea, but just no idea where I was going, and just buy a ticket at the airport and go somewhere. I still have that yearning. I've never done it before in my life. Turn up to the airport and just buy a ticket and go somewhere. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be great? Have a bag packed with this minimal kit and your camera, your smartphone, a bit of kit, and head off into that adventure, off on that adventure into another continent, another culture, another country. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe that's what I've got to do before I move on. Maybe that's my quest, to have the courage one day and say to my wife and my boy, or maybe I do it with my wife and my boy, even a better idea. There you go. My wife and my boy and I turn up to an airport and we just buy a ticket here and then, right there, right now. Shall we do it? I think it sounds like a fine idea. I'm going to keep you posted on that one. I just wanted to share those thoughts with you, just that I'm sitting here, a pelly case full of camera equipment, a very knocked around back, small backpack with me, and a fella that's a bit knocked around as well, but tell you what, I still have that wanderlust in me, that I, every time I get into an airport, there's a sense of excitement and a sense of wonder and what is on the other side. I'm really looking forward to it, folks. So what I'll do tomorrow morning, when I get through Johannesburg and into Namibia and I land there in mid-afternoon, I'll send you another set of stories and thoughts on another little podcast from Windhoek, a wonderful city, the capital city of Namibia. And I look forward to talking to you then. But folks, thank you so much for all your support so far. It's just the beginning. And I really look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Bye now.